Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV Jacksonville's News and Talk. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow.
Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Well, you did it. You yawned, you stretched, you got out of bed, and then you made one of the best decisions you're going to make all Sunday morning. That is listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And as you heard Josh say, as he says every Sunday morning, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So who is that? Well, that's you. That is you. You're the hard workers. That's your friends, your family. We're all working hard to pay the bills, to meet our financial obligations, or we just work hard so we can get that bright, new, shiny, pretty object that we've been wanting for some time. But we're all in this workforce. The workforce of tomorrow, who's that? Well, that's your kids. That's the young people that are coming up, that have a whole career ahead of them. And this show, we give you tips and advice to help you to be more effective and productive in your careers. So you got up and you're listening to this. And I invite you that if you hear something that you think could make a difference in your life, write down some notes. Just jot it down and commit to doing something differently as a result of the time you spend listening to the show. I mean, let's face it. You can sit there and be entertained like a lot of people do. Or you could say, you know what? I'm going to listen to what Pete said or what his guest said, and I'm going to try that out. I guarantee you, if you do, you'll be the better for it. And I'm not above sharing with you where I've made some career mistakes. You know I've taken a left where I should have taken a right in my career from a couple of times. You know, and I tell you this, but I don't do it to beat myself up. I tell you what I should have done and what you can do to stay on that right path. Now, every week, I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people. I have some great guests from around the world that share some of their career story. And they tell us about their journey and maybe some of the great businesses that they represent. And, man, I appreciate all the mail that I get that you guys send me and say, that guest was fantastic, or bring her back on or him back on. If you ever have a topic that you'd like me to address, or you want to comment, or, you know, reach out to, just send me an email, okay? Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. It's that easy. It's easier for you to email than it is for me to say it, okay? All right, I'm going to introduce my guest in just a second, but first I'm going to do my monologue. Every week I give you a little Pete-ism, or I tell you a tip or something that can help you. And this is where, if you're going to take a note or two, you might want to do it right here. Guys, I want to talk to you today about two of my friends, two close friends of mine, and I happen to know they're friends of yours. They're friends of just about every U.S. worker, right? My two friends are Sunday and Thursday. Let me tell you about Sunday and Thursday. Sunday is what? That's our fun day. That's where we, you know, it's winding up the weekend and we watch football. We gather with friends or family. We relax. You know, some of us, we have a lot of fun on Sunday and we cram a lot into Sunday. And then there's Thursdays. Thursday is having an identity crisis right now. It's kind of like Friday Eve. You know, we get past hump day and then we're kind of on a downward slope to the weekend. So we go out to dinner on Thursdays, and some of us do a little bit more. But what I want to tell you about my two friends is, did you know that 74% of all work absenteeism happens on Mondays and Fridays? Okay. The most popular day of the week to call in sick is Monday, 48%, followed by Friday, which is 26%. And the rest is the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But just think of that. And what I ask you, are you too close to your friends? Meaning you're having too much a Sunday and too much a Thursday to rise up when the alarm rings on Monday morning and Friday morning. You're having too much fun. A wise man told me, this was one of my mentors years back. He said, if you're going to hoot with the owls at night, be ready to soar with the eagles in the morning. That means there's nothing funny about missing work. It's not cute to be unfit for work or to be hungover or to be anything other than your best, right? So what I'm telling you to do here is you do what you tell your kids. And if you're too young to have kids, you do what your parents tell you to do or told you to do. And that is treat. It's a school night. You got to go to bed early enough. Don't stay up past midnight. Have fun with your friends, but do so in moderation because you owe it to your employer. You owe it to your coworkers and to yourself to give it your best every day at work. And there is nothing funny or cute about being unfit or absent. All right, I'm getting off my soapbox. I told you today I have a great guest, and holy cow, do I have a great guest. My guest today is Tricia Dempsey, and she is the CEO and founder of Thriver. Now, let me tell you about her. More than 4,000 ambitious career women have turned to Tricia for advice. Tricia's journey, and listen to this, from seventh grade school teacher to eight-figure CEO to the successful sale and exit from her own business instilled in her a passion for activating women to create meaningful careers they deserve and their families will love. Thriver is a movement and her life calling. The Thriver coaching programs are built around next level framework where women successfully overcome self-doubt and limiting beliefs and pursue their dreams with complete clarity and bold confidence, all while creating careers and lives that work. Tricia Dempsey, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to be here, Pete. Thanks for letting me be part of your show.
Letting you be part of my show. I've been chasing you for a long time. I'm just pleased as punch you're here. Well, let's just start. Let's dive right into it. How did you go from being a seventh grade school teacher to an eight-figure CEO?
Oh, my gosh. What a journey. Well, when I was a school teacher, by the time I got to my fifth year, I was overworked and underpaid. And frankly, wondered if I wanted to have my own children, but I wanted to do a career in sales, and everybody thought I was crazy. I just finished my master's degree in education a year before that, and I went to my family and said, I'm ready to move into sales role, and I had zero experience in sales. Now, for your listeners who have zero experience and want to make a job change, I'm telling you it's possible, but I went into IT staffing back in 95. Had a baby in 2000, started my own business because I thought, how in the world do women do this these days? And built it to over $10 million and sold it back in 2015. And then it wasn't until 2019 when my daughter went off to college and I moved away to a really remote area of the country that I realized I'm built for more than this. And that's how I came about starting Thriver.
Well, you know, this is interesting, and I want to get on talk about Thriver for a second. But my gosh, I think about that time in your life when here you are, you're trained to be a teacher, you get a master's degree in education, you're going into your chosen field, and you say, you know what, this is not for me, this is not fulfilling. But then it's a polar difference, isn't it? I mean, that's quite a leap to say, you know what, I'm going to get into sales or I'm going to do. I bet you were nervous or scared, maybe a little uncertain.
Here's what I realized, Pete, and you know, because you've been in the staffing business for a long time. We know this game for a long time, but 8 out of 10 people we ever placed didn't use the degree that they got. So people need to know there's life after your degree. But I'd say that the biggest thing for me is I knew my personal brand, which was I'm a winner. It doesn't matter if I'm selling toilets or staffing or coaching business. That's what I said to myself every day when I got up to look for that job is somebody's going to hire a winner. And that's how I sold myself into that first sales role.
That is so interesting. And you're so doggone right. My undergraduate degree is in education as well.
Right. And by the way, hashtag heroes. Teachers are the heroes for sure. For sure.
Oh, I agree 100%. So what made you want to start Thriver?
You know, it started as a personal journey, which was I had sold my business to a company that's based out of Jacksonville, you know, and I realized through that I was not in sync with that leadership team and that it was killing my soul one day at a time. And I literally just started thinking and praying about what I was going to do next. And I knew that I had been coaching women naturally for 20-something years, and I wondered if I could make a living doing that. And when I finally made that mental decision that I was going to step out and do it, I was ready. But I'll tell you, like, people think of coaching most of the time as, hey, I'm going to get on the phone with you. We're going to be on the phone for an hour. I'm going to do 8 of those a day. I didn't have it in me to do it that way. I really wanted to impact women at a large scale. And so I found a way to be able to make coaching accessible for women and at a price point that they never had to ask their husband or their boss for permission to do it. And when I knew I found that, I knew I was onto something.
I just love hearing you talk. And if I know you've listened to my show a time or two. And one thing I always caution listeners, there's no shortage of people that want to dispense information and advise you, give you advice on the internet. And a lot of times they're sitting and it might be a 24-year-old that's in a bikini at the beach telling you, do it this way, do it this way, and, you know, giving you advice. I caution people. I said, when you get your advice, get advice from an expert, someone that has risen to the top in whatever their chosen field is, that they're not, they're not just spouting something du jour, something that, oh, yeah, try this. It's a proven methodology. It works. And it's someone, and I know your history, and I know you've risen to the top in what is, some would consider a male-dominated industry, too. And you've just fought, itched, and clawed, believed in yourself and made it and climbed to the top of the mountain. If I was going to get advice, right, who do I go to? An expert. And that's what you are.
Thank you, Mr. Pete.
You got it. So who is, and let's talk about, who is the perfect woman to join the Thrive Her community?
I call them goal-getting go-givers. That's what I call my community. So they are go-getters, 1,000% highly ambitious, wanting more out of their life. But here's the switch. And women that are listening to this, you'll know the difference. They're also go-givers. So they are people who give back to the community. They're people that are aligned with a greater purpose. They're people that are about serving other people. And so that is the real magical difference about the Thrive Her community. We call them our Thrive Tribe.
Oh, I love it. The Thrive Tribe. You know, Tricia, this is a good time to take a quick break. Let's get that break from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
All right, folks, that was our show sponsor, Angie. And Angie from Angie's Staffing is now Angie with Ascendo Resources. That's right, folks. Ascendo Resources has purchased Angie's Staffing, but don't fret. She's still the managing partner right here in Jacksonville, and she is bringing back the hustle. Guys, my guest today is Tricia Dempsey, CEO of Thrive Her, and we are learning all about Thrive Her. Tricia, tell me more about your next level framework that you teach.
Yeah, so what I did was I went out and surveyed hundreds of women before I started Thrive Her and did multiple focus groups. And here's what women said is, I want more fulfillment. I want more meaning. I want to make a greater impact. And we ended up designing all of their challenges around our framework, which really is 4 steps. One is how do I create a vision for my career? Second is, how do I communicate my value? The third is, how do I increase my visibility so I can maximize my impact? And the fourth is, how do I build my village? And so we have lessons underneath, or coaching lessons underneath of each one of those pieces of the framework.
Ah, I love it. Unique. Speaking of unique, I mean, there's other programs out there. What's different about yours?
Yeah, I think that this is unlike I think if you live on the West Coast, you might have seen this type of model before. But quite frankly, like even in the city of Atlanta, which I'm in, you know, you would not see this type of model. So I'll describe it to your listeners. It's really based on three pillars. One is it's a digital course. So if you signed up for one of our programs, you go online, you sign up for the program, you have instant access, but you'd also have access for a lifetime to the materials. So you can watch the program online, but then the second and the third piece really transform the women, and they're very unique and different from anything else out there. The second is the group coaching call. So once a week, we're on a group coaching call over Zoom, and we can see each other. We can see everybody that's on the call. We can do breakout groups. We do all kinds of discussions, and I do a little bit of teaching and coaching, live coaching. And then the third piece of that is really where these women are in community together. So we have them in a private community online with each other where they develop real relationships. And we just graduated our group this week. And
woohoo!
And at the very end, we did a dance party on the way out. We have music and we do a dance party on the way out. And then, you know, all of the women are like, when will I see you again? When join the next class. Let's all stay together. So it really does drive community. But the other thing, so those three pillars make it unique. And then I think, honestly, the price point makes it unique. So our next level, our Pinpoint Your Purpose program is only $300. Our next level program is only $500. These programs I've been through, maybe Angie has been through, other women that have been on the show have been through, are thousands of dollars. So we really have made those extremely accessible for all women. I always say, if you're a professional woman, you need a coach. And we've really provided that democratization of coaching for all women.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these programs, not yours, but they are cost prohibitive, and you have to go to your boss and fill out forms, and you wait, it's cost prohibitive. But your price point is makes it available to the masses.
That's right. That's absolutely. Right.
Well, what's your visit? Let's look at Thrive Her now. What does it look like in 5 years from now?
Well, it's been crazy. So we've been in business for right at a year. We've coached almost 400 women, and we're already in 20 states across the country. One global, we're in Switzerland. We had one student from Switzerland. So our goal is to have a global footprint for all professional women in the world. And we believe we'll continue to add additional programs that give people more intimate access. So right now, Pinpoint Your Purpose is available to everybody. The next level will have less women join that. But then we really want to create more intimate settings for women, retreats and offsites and mastermind groups that last for an entire year so that you really can build a really intimate and valuable network as a woman. And you can do it all from the comfort of your home, which is the best part.
You know, we interact through Zoom. It's like we're sitting in the same room having a conversation.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking and smiling at each other and laughing and waving, and it's like we're in the same doggone room. You know what, Tricia, you're one of the most dynamic people I believe I've ever met. You are an expert. How can people, what's the contact information, or what's your website, and how can they get more information?
Yeah. So our website is www.thrive-her.com. And if they want to join our community, here's a free opportunity for your women. I'll tell them about two things. One is they can go to thrive-her.com/join and join our community. I do free coaching every single week. I put out a video and an email every single Thrive Her Thursday to everybody in that community. So if you want free coaching, it's available now. And then this next week, we're going to be starting something called the Amplify Your Personal Brand. It's a 5-day free coaching program, and I'd love to have your women join us. So if they go to thrive-her.com/5-day-challenge, they can register, get in, and get started with us next week.
Okay, we're going to go through your site again in just a minute, but I got to ask you this, like I ask all my guests, Tricia, knowing all you know now, everything that you've learned in life throughout your career journey, what advice, if you could go back in time, what advice would you give 19-year-old Tricia?
Yeah, I love this question. So I've been thinking about it, and I think the most valuable is build your tribe. Build your list build your group of intimate people you can call at 2 a.m. in the morning that are going to elevate your game every single day. And I have a group of women called, we call ourselves the Party of Five, literally, that I've been with for now almost 20-something years. And all of these women are top-level women. And just like Jim Rohn says, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. That is your tribe. So I'd say be careful and be deliberate and intentional about building your tribe.
Wow. I think that was probably the best. You know, I ask everybody that, and I love, love, love that response. And I'm going to rethink my tribe, my five, my core five, because from the average of them, I got a couple of crazies in there. I got a couple of Dilberts that are in that mix. But let's once again, I mean, you got some great free offers for the listeners. And again, if you guys didn't have your pen and paper out or you didn't have your thumbs ready to crank on your hand, handheld device, get them out right now. Tricia is giving you an important website and site to go to. Take advantage of her free programs. Once again, Tricia, if you could give that information out.
Yeah, it's thrive-her.com/join. If you want to join our network, get free coaching every single week. And if you want to join our 5-day challenge, which is coming up, which is absolute free coaching every single day for 5 days, thrive-her.com/5-day-challenge. So we'd love to have your listeners join us next week.
Oh, great. Tricia, thank you so much for joining me on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks, Pete.
Oh, that was great to have Tricia Dempsey spend her Sunday morning with us. And guys, I'm going to tell you, that lady is one of the most dynamic people I've ever met, not just dynamic women. She is a business leader, an entrepreneur. She knows technology inside and out. She knows business inside and out. She can help you. You know, I'm going to tell you, her tribe, her network, her program at Thrive Her is unrivaled. I mean, you need to take advantage of the program. I hope you wrote it down. I will post it to my website so you'll have access to it if you didn't have a chance to write it down. But it's thrive-her.com and Tricia Dempsey, CEO, founder. And again, when you take advice, you want to take advice from someone that is an expert like me, right? I'm the job guy because I've been in staffing and recruiting for over 20 years. I've coached and taught and trained and given advice to thousands of people. You know, I had a $120 million company with 400 employees. I dealt with everything, folks. So when I give you information to help you be more effective and productive, it's coming from a frame of reference, right? I have experience. I've done this for a while. So make sure anytime that you get advice, get your advice from an expert like Tricia Dempsey. That music right there, that tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV. Welcome back, all you hard workers. Man, it's Sunday morning and we're having a great morning. If you missed the first part of the show, shame on you. What the heck is the matter with you? It's that important. You got to set your alarm. 8 a.m. every Sunday morning. Get up. Get out of bed. Now, seriously, if you did miss the first part, it's okay, because tomorrow or perhaps on Tuesday, we'll get this show in its entirety loaded up to my website, which is PeteTheJobGuy.com. Pretty easy to remember, PeteTheJobGuy.com. And you'll be able to listen to the whole show. Matter of fact, you can listen to any one of my shows. We title each one. We got a picture of the guest, so you'll see. And it's just like ordering a pizza. Like, let's say today I want pepperoni or I want a Hawaiian, I want that ham and whatever it is. You know, you go to my thing and say, which one am I going to listen to today? Let's see. I'm going to choose this one. You know, you pick whichever show, whichever topic you like, whichever thing that you want to learn a little bit more about, and you select it, you listen to it. It's just that easy. You go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, then you select radio show and then episodes, and they'll all be listed right there. You guys know each week we are fortunate enough to have Coach Larry come on. And Coach Larry is Larry O'Brien, Lorenzo. And Coach Larry gives us a leadership lesson. And it's usually about a five-minute segment where he tells us how, you know, he coaches us through maybe a difficult situation at work, you know, how to ask for a raise or how to deal with a difficult employee or how to make the appropriate hiring decision. He tells us everything from giving performance appraisals to, you know, he told us 1 week about having imposter syndrome. It's unbelievable, but the information is great, and it's all designed to help managers become effective leaders. So with no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
I was working in the training department of a large financial services company. We were in our weekly planning meeting, and we were all taking on assignments for the upcoming quarter. We'd go around the table and ask, all right, who's available to teach the team building workshop? Or who's available to teach Lotus Notes? Who's available to teach what is the internet and why does it matter? We go around the table and people say, I got that one. I can do it. Or I'm not available. Everyone would do that except for Mary. So when it was Mary's turn, every time it would go something like this. She'd take a deep breath and say, on Monday, I have to prepare for the wonderful world of macros. Tuesday, I leave early because I have a dentist appointment. Wednesday, I'm teaching the wonderful world of macros. Thursday, I have a meeting with the funds processing team. Friday is my 2-year anniversary, so I'm leaving early. Now, don't get me wrong. You should celebrate anniversaries and go to the dentist. This is life. But what really grinded my gears was that the whole meeting would come to a screeching halt so she could explain her whole weekly agenda. At this particular moment, I had had enough. I said, Mary, no one cares about your anniversary. Can you do the class, yes or no? Boy, it felt good, but only for a moment. Mary closed up her planner. She stood up and walked out the door. I felt terrible. I went to apologize, and she was very upset with me, and it took a long time to rebuild that trust. The thing is, this has been happening for a while, so my frustration was building up, but I never had the courage or could figure out the right way to have that difficult conversation with her. Today, I'm going to talk about a 5-step process for having difficult conversations, and this comes from a webinar I teach by Blue Point Leadership Development called Mastering the Art of Difficult Conversation. The 5 steps are in this order. Step number 1, when having a difficult conversation, affirm the person. Then confront the facts. Explore the possibilities. Encourage the change. And advance the action. So let's start with affirm the person. It's important to find something you genuinely respect the person for. Let them know that this isn't personal. Because someone is a poor performer, it doesn't mean that they are a bad person. When you affirm the person, it's important that you do it for something that is relevant and not something that is made up. So in my case, I let Mary know how much I appreciated the fact that she shared her experiences in teaching some of these programs to those of us who had less tenure. She'd been around a while. And she knew how long it would take. She knew how challenging some of these programs were. And it was truly beneficial when she shared that with us. The next step is confront the facts. I shared with her an SBI feedback statement, which stands for Situation, Behavior, and Impact. For example, I said, Mary, at Monday's staff meeting, when we were asking for volunteers, you shared your schedule for the whole week. The impact was that the meeting took longer than it needed to. At that point, I asked her how she experienced the meeting and if she saw it differently. So confronting the facts. The third is about exploring the possibilities. I asked her why she felt it was important to share the whole schedule. I asked her if she'd noticed that others were not doing that. And then from a coaching perspective, I wanted to better understand what was behind that behavior. A good practice here is not to assume you know what's going on. Turns out that for her, the meetings were more about socializing and connecting with the team. we had a lot of change on the team, and she missed those times when the team connected more at a personal level. Personally, I had no idea that she was feeling this way. Then the fourth step is to encourage the change. This is about expressing confidence in the person and supporting them in the performance improvement. It's also about staying positive. Ideally, a person should be motivated to implement the change. In my example, I made sure that she knew that I believed that she could follow the new process. I also wanted her to know that the skill of being succinct and prepared is important, not just for our team meetings, but whenever you are communicating up the organization. And we also talked about perhaps there were opportunities that we could socialize more, but outside the meetings. The fifth step is advance the action. This is about challenging the other person to take responsibility for their development and to hold them accountable. At the end of the day, I couldn't do it for her. I couldn't want it more than she wanted it for herself. So I asked, how will you know you're successful? How will you know you're on track? And how can I support you, but without putting the ownership on me? So there are a lot of difficult conversations and approaches out there. This one works for me because it's solution-focused while taking into account the person's feelings. I'd love to hear what model works for you. And if you're interested in attending one of our Difficult Conversations workshops, please reach out to me on my website, www.mendozaandobrien.com.
Oh, Coach Larry, thank you. Thank you for imparting wisdom upon all of our listeners and on me as well, having those difficult conversations. Wow. Larry, there's not a topic that you won't cover, and I appreciate you. Our listeners appreciate you. Guys, that is Coach Larry O'Brien. If you want to get a hold of him, it's simple. Go to MendozaAndO'Brien.com, MendozaAndO'Brien.com, or you can simply go to LinkedIn and link in with Larry O'Brien. And I'll tell you what, you'll be the better for it. I've known Larry for over 25 years, and I know any advice that he gives you will help you to be more effective as a leader. All right. Oh, man. Guys, you know me as Pete the Job Guy, but I'm also Pete Langlois. I've been in staffing and recruiting for over 20 years right here in Jacksonville is where I've always been based. I've worked, I'll tell you what, my last company, we grew to $120 million in annual revenue, $9.6 million in EBITDA per year, had 36 offices nationally with about 400 employees. It was an exciting run. We built something really, really special. And I'll tell you right now, I'm doing it all over again here in Jacksonville with Ascendo Resources. Ascendo Resources, that's it. You ever hear the commercials from our show sponsor, Angie, from Angie's Staffing? Well, Angie's Staffing is now Ascendo Resources. She's my wife, and we have done it together for so long. We build effective staffing companies. We have deep relationships in town. You know, there are people that I placed as a help desk person in technology now that's the chief technical officer for companies. That's what happens when you do it so long. You have people that you place as a staff accountant that are chief financial officer. It happens. And who do they call when they need help? They call Pete the Job Guy. You know, my name is Pete Langlois. My wife is Angie Langlois. And in town, we run Ascendo Resources. If we could ever help you out, if I can help you with a staffing need, if you're hiring at your company for accounting and finance professionals, or perhaps HR marketing types, you just call me 904-999-4878. And you'll be talking directly to me, Pete the Job Guy. For crying out loud, I am your job guy is who I am. You know, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. We've heard a lot about the workforce of today. Man, we heard Trisha Dempsey, CEO of ThriveHer, tell us all about her wonderful coaching program for women, and that's helping the workforce of today and tomorrow. We had career advice and tips from Coach Larry and from me in my monologue that helps the workforce of today. Now, this next perspective that you're going to get, this next little piece, is done by our intern, Zane Beverly. And Zane, right now, is a senior at UNF, and he'll be graduating. And then he is going to enter the workforce full time. At which time, you know, he's the workforce of tomorrow. He's what, a Gen Z-er or a Gen something or other. I don't know what you call it. But each week I ask Zane to tell us what's on his mind. You know, he is the workforce of tomorrow. What goes through your mind? What are some tips that you can help others that are in the same boat you are? Because you know what they're thinking. I'm some 50-something-year-old guy that doesn't know what's in the minds of a 21, 22-year-old. But Zane does. And Zane, with his unique perspective, shares information each week. And with no further ado, let's get this week's update from our intern, Zane Beverly.
Hey there, everybody. It's Zane, the intern, here. This week, we're talking about the workforce of tomorrow, as always. And this week, we're talking about how to acquire skills. This is sort of a part two of what we talked about last week, having a diverse skill set so you can jump around in this gig economy and be ready to take any opportunity that comes towards you. This week, we're talking about how to have the skills required to be able to jump on these opportunities. Now, first off, everyone knows traditional schooling, you know, elementary, middle, high, get your GED, get your normal stuff that you need to, you know, function. That's, everyone knows that. Then you can move on to higher education, colleges, universities, community colleges, things like that. Get a very hyper-specific degree in something you'd like to get into. That's not the path everyone should take or everyone will take, because there's not infinite jobs out there, and it may not be what you're interested in. So just know that higher education is an option, but it's not the only option you have. There's also things like trade schools, things for welding, being a mechanic. I think there's in Jacksonville, there's a bartending trade school as well, if you want to go take some classes down there, if you're interested. These trades are insanely important in the economy. They're always going to have a job. If you're a master electrician, Pete was telling me, his friend, he's always going to have a job. He has his own company. He runs his own business. But if that ever fell through, he's fine because he has a trade that he can fall back on. My cousin, my cousin Zach, who lives up in Tennessee, he's a welder, and he's doing great for himself. He did blow himself up on the job once, but he's fine. He had some facial reconstruction a little bit, just very minor, but he's fine. That's a story for another time. But a trade is a great thing to fall back on. There's also other ways to acquire skills that don't require going to school per se, such as what I'm doing right now, interning. If you can find a profession or job that you are interested in and hopefully buddy up to somebody in that field, possibly they'll let you follow them around and maybe let you do stuff like talk for 3 minutes on the show every week, and you can learn the skills that way. Also, shadowing, going and not doing anything, but just being able to watch and learn and meet people is insanely important. Being able to meet people in your field so that they know you and hopefully they like you, so later on down the line, they can help you get into things. Also, on-the-job training, if you find a job that they're gonna let you in and they'll show you the ropes while you're working, that's even better. That's even better. Lastly, there's a couple more things. Some local community programs all around Jax. If you just look up anything you're interested in, like local program, you can find it for anything, really. And the one last thing, online learning sites such as Skillshare, LinkedIn Learning, Udemy, they can help you learn absolutely anything. The internet is the great equalizer right now. Just for not much money, you can learn things that you would have taken an entire college degree for. So think about it. Think about ways that you can increase your skills and have the skills necessary to jump on these opportunities. I've been Zane Beverly. Thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you so much, Zane. See, guys, I'm telling you, he does a two-part series on, you know, diversifying your skill set, and then how do you diversify your skill set? This is what is going through the minds of the workforce of tomorrow. We're really proud to have Zane as part of our show, and, you know, just another great segment. If you have something that you'd like Zane to cover, or you'd like me to cover, or Josh, or one of my guests, anybody, just write to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, and we'll be happy to get it on the list of things that we're going to cover. And now, let's take a break and listen to this message from our show sponsor.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
Oh, and that is our show sponsor, Angie from Angie Staffing. Wait, hold the phone. Angie Staffing is now Ascendo Resources. So, you know, it's no longer Angie Staffing. We're Ascendo Resources. And I know because Angie from Angie's whatever is my wife, Angie Langlois. I'm Pete Langlois, and together we are the managing partners of Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville, Florida, helping you with any of your staffing needs. Just reach out to us and we will help you. Gosh, Josh is flagging me down.
Hey, Pete.
What you got, sir?
Well, it's that time of the show for us, where the mailbag's been overflowing. You've been neglecting your listeners, Pete. Shame on you.
I get to email as fast as I can get to the email. Well, we got a couple that pulled up. What do we have?
Yeah, we got a couple. So this is the part where we get some questions from the listeners that Pete always loves to hear from you guys. So this one comes to us from Becky in St. Augustine. And Becky is going to be graduating from Flagler College in May with a degree in business. And she wants to know, what are some of the hot jobs that she should be looking out for?
Oh, good. All right, Becky. Well, congratulations. Your hard work is paying off. You're going to be a college graduate.
No more finals.
No Woo-hoo! More finals and all those beer parties and those late. Wait a second.
That's the first year.
That wasn't Becky. That was her. Yeah. No, she worked hard. She earned her degree in business. And, you know, there's a lot of subsets to that business, international business, business management. Or so. Without knowing Becky's particular situation, I'll just tell you, fresh grad, business-related degree. There's a lot of things out there. Probably the biggest thing I would say is analysts. If you have an analytical mind, I'm sure to get your in order for you to have a business degree, you have some analysis work that you've had to do. There are so many positions right now, and I'm filling quite a few for analysts. If you're an analyst, especially if you just graduated, right, reach out to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. You can call me too, 904-999-4878. That's my number, and I'm happy to help you. You have logistics supply chain analyst, all right? You'll be analyzing data that's, it's non-financial data usually, but let's say you have truck drivers that are bringing the product from the warehouse to the distributor, to a distributor, and from there to the, how does it get to the shelves of the consumer? And you go into these companies, you analyze all these this data, and you say, what's the best route? Okay, this is the fastest. What's the cheapest? Space allocation. And you analyze the data and make recommendations. These business analysts, business analysts, a lot of them take, a lot of these folks will take financial, non-financial data, and they create, they analyze the data, they make recommendations, use case scenarios, they put everything together, and maybe they're the liaison between the department heads and the IT. So if you have really good technical skills, business analyst, business systems analyst is a great job, and they pay well. So Becky in St. Augustine, I'm telling you, the analyst position. And if you're looking for that job, Becky, just reach out to me. I'm a job guy. I'm your job guy, for crying out loud. And you can call me 904-999-4878. And I'm confident that I can help you get that first job that's going to make sense for you. How's that?
Oh, man, I'm going to get my resume over to you right now. I want to be an analyst, baby.
It's a great profession.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Across all industries, right? Data is king right now.
Right,
everything
yeah.
is data.
Everybody wants their numbers.
Right, and people want – everybody's looking – how you can analyze this data to create efficiencies. And if there's a better way to build a mousetrap, doggone it, the analysts are going to be the ones that come up with it.
Exactly.
All right, what else we got?
All right, this next question comes to us from Joseph up in Yulee, And his has a little bit of a story attached. He said he made a mistake early in his life and he spent some time incarcerated.
All right.
So he wants to know that he's gotten so many doors closed in his face over the last couple of years. He wants to know how can someone like him start getting some of those doors open?
Oh, you don't give me the easy ones, do you, Josh?
The deep ones.
All right, Joseph, you're talking to the right guy because I'm Pete the Job Guy and I'm your job guy. Let me tell you how this works, all right? It all depends, too. And, I can help you, okay? There are programs out there for system-affected people. These are people that are nonviolent offenders that have been incarcerated or perhaps they're a felon. And you're right. There's a lot of doors closed for people just like you. But, you know, there are programs out there for people that are like you to help get you assimilated back. And if you're a person that just wants to contribute, you just want a chance. When you get that chance and it's open to you, you covet that job because you know all those other doors are closed. When you get the one that's open, you treat it like it's gold, okay? You reach out to me, okay? And I believe I can help you. I work with a couple of companies that look to hire system-affected people. And they're good people. They're smart. They know that the retention rate for people that are system affected is much better than the regular worker, the regular U.S. worker. The retention rate is over 30% higher, meaning folks don't turn over as much as the other people do. Okay, so if your situation is one where you were a nonviolent offender, Joseph, I'd like for you to reach out to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, or you can call me 904-999-4878, and I'll tell you what, this job guy will kick a door open for you. All right, guys, what a show we have had today. We had Trisha Dempsey, CEO of Thrive Her. I'll put her information up on my website so you'll be able to get it. But just Google her up. Trisha Dempsey, D-E-M-P-S-E-Y, Dempsey, Trisha Dempsey, CEO of Thrive Her. And if you didn't listen to this show in its entirety, tomorrow or Tuesday, I'll have it loaded up on my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, and you'll want to listen to that, and you'll also want to take advantage of the free programs that Trisha is offering. Guys, you've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.